Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Today, I want to look at curses and how they operate in people's lives. Amen? And also, how you should not find yourself as an agent of such. Are you hearing me? Often the emphasis is on things that happen to us. But what about things that happen to others because of us? Hello? And that's what I want to focus on for the next few minutes, so that we may understand why we have struggles in certain areas, but yet we are children of God. Some people say a child of God cannot be cursed, because the Bible says that, yes. But I want to show you something that will shock you today, and which is the basis of our Lord's teachings concerning curses and blessings. Amen. So I believe that the Holy Spirit will clarify to you even better than the way I put it here. We are going to read from the book of Luke. Amen. We're going to read from the book of Chapter 6, we'll start from verse 27. I will read it for you in this version that I have here. Do you love Jesus Christ? Amen. The heading here says, love your enemies. Say, love your enemies. Now, you have heard this teaching, I'm sure, 150 times, but just forget what you know. Tell your neighbor, forget what you know. And listen to what the Spirit wants to say this morning. Amen. It says, but I say to you, who hear? Look at your neighbor, do you hear? Those who have an ear, do you have an ear? Is the answer yes? Is the answer yes? So this message is for you. It says, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Hallelujah. Do what? Do what? To who? To those who hate you. Now, the word there, bless, in verse 28, the Greek word where it is derived from has a root word called lego. Say lego. Hello, Lego. I don't know what you call these toys. Is it Lego or Lego? What do you call them? Lego or Lego? Lego. Is it Lego? All right, something like that. And in fact, I'm going to show you something strikingly similar, between that Lego company for toys and this one. And coincidentally, this word actually have got nothing to do with each other. That company is a Danish company that I think the Lego is a combination of two words or something like that. But that has nothing to do with the Greek word Lego. But the meaning and what the company is doing with these toys have a striking similarity. You're not hearing me. I'm not here to promote Lego, but I just want to show you with things that are practical, the things that we see every day. Stay with me. Say never, let's stay with him. Now, this word Lego, without the prefix, which is the EU, which finally would mean blessing, we will come back to that. Are you with me? This word, Lego, has an interesting evolution. Say evolution. Because the original word, according to, the Abarim biblical dictionaries and all that, it's very interesting that it comes from the original one would mean lying down to sleep. Okay? The original usage of this, which over time transformed, but it maintained some basic meaning. Are you with me, Bazalwane? I don't want to lose anyone here. Hello, Kamule, Kamule, hello. Hallelujah. Yeah. To love Jesus. So, this word meaning lying down to sleep. Now, it is very interesting because have you ever tried to put your child to sleep and it does not want to sleep? What do? You put your child on your chest and you go. I remember I had a song that I had when my children refused to sleep, I had to come up with songs. There are some popular ones. Na na robala, na na robala. Na na la la, la la na na. That time Mwana does not want to sleep. Na na robala. By the time you're going like this, and you're asking yourself, "But why me? It's 1 o'clock in the morning. You have to go to. Am I talking to somebody? You have to go to work in the morning, isn't it?" It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Nana does not want to do what? To sleep. I want you to understand the implication of this word in this context. That it's not only about just blessing or bless you, but the persistence to have somebody's life settled and rested who is your enemy. Putting your enemy on your chest and say, la, 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 la. No, 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 you don't understand the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. He takes it to a level where you bring your enemy closer. The way you can make your enemy to sleep. By the time your enemy does not want to sleep, he's on your case. He's destroying you. He's going around creating stories about you. He wants to bring you down. Jesus Christ says, wena. I hope I'm talking to somebody here. Do you see the seriousness of this word? Going out of your way to make sure that your enemy is at peace. When you are troubled by what they are doing. Say never, Christianity is not easy, yo. No. Many of us, and I want you to understand the reason for our problems. Many of us, we just don't care. You do that to me, I'll show you. How many of you understand what I'm saying? You do that to me, I'll show you. I'll give it back to you. I know we pray prayers like 7 times, I return it to you. 100-fold, I return. Am I talking to those who are returning here? Say, neighbor, I mean, hallelujah. We are taught to return things to our enemies, isn't it? Manyfold, I return it, I return it, I return it. But I want us to go to the basic teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ and see what he wants us to do. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you still here? Are you still here? Then this word slowly began to mean to lie together and to collect. Now I want you to follow the evolution of the word. Remember, initially it was to lie down to sleep, eh? Then it slowly, as people use it in the olden days, began to mean to lie together and to collect. And finally, it came to mean to lay before or to relate or simply to say, speak, to deliver a discourse. Are you with me? Still, the verb never lost the meaning. Now, listen, this is the meaning of gathering or collecting as an expression of intelligence. It demonstrates that the world of knowledge is a world of gathering. Hallelujah. It's a world of what? Of gathering. Amen. You know, this legal company was established in the 40s, 1940-something. And by 2015, they had over 6 billion pieces of legals. I'm sure kids can relate to my message. Hello? 6 billion. Now, look at what a blessing does. You know, sometimes, let me tell you this, sometimes it's not because we lack anything in life. It's because we cannot put together in life what we have. I'll explain to you. And which is what a curse does. Have you seen that a curse will make somebody live like a poor person when he has got something? Let me tell you, God has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. You see, when you have got pieces of Lego and they are lying down, they are lying on the floor, they look like a mess. Why are you so cold? Why are you so cold? Why are you so cold? Have you seen the mothers will tell you? You know, the fathers are the ones that will go buy these toys. And then the mother will be the ones who will have to clean up the mess. Stop buying this kid these things. Look, they're all over the place. Who can relate to that? Who can relate to that? Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ? So when you look at all those pieces like that, they don't make sense. Until an intelligent young boy, small boy, comes together and says, I can make a truck out of this thing. Oh, you're not hearing me what I'm telling you. And then they will sit there quietly for hours and build something intelligently, thinking. Are you hearing me? When the other child would come and just look at the wheel, just a wheel, and they begin to roll that wheel around. No, that wheel is supposed to be part of the truck. You better start making a truck. No, you're not hearing me. We've got a lot of people around in this world. They just push the wheels. They leave all the loose pieces together that are not together. They just pick up one thing and say, my life is so hard. But hey, there's something you can build with what God has given you already. It's all lying around. All you need is a blessing. A blessing of God sometimes is not about things that are going to come. It's about the wisdom that you will have to make the best of what is available. Because he has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. It's all around us. But a curse will make sure that you don't see it. You will get paid very well, but you'll still live like a poor man. You bring salary home, but you will not see where it is going. When others with much less are able to do more. No, I don't know. Are you the right people I'm supposed to be talking to? So when a blessing comes, it helps you to be able to gather, to collect, put together something intelligently that will benefit you in life. Many of us, we don't necessarily need anything new. We need a blessing that will make us make best use of what is available. There are a lot of things that we do not appreciate. Hallelujah. We do not appreciate. They're lying around. We don't appreciate. And in fact, I also learned, now listen to this, this is beautiful. I also learned that from, I think, 6 pieces of Lego, I just want, because of time, I don't want to go to details. I think 6 pieces of Lego, or at a 4x6, something like that. It means those nipples, you see those nipples there? 4 and the other one 6, something like that. Are you with me? 4 of those pieces, they can have combination of close to over a million possible combination. I don't know how that works. I don't know. But I think the point is this, that there are so many different combinations that you can have from the pieces that are there. Hallelujah. What does it tell you? You know, some of us, we want to have what our neighbor has. What looks like the one that my neighbor has. But God has given you a different wiring. From the same pieces will come different things. You cannot put together what your neighbor has put together. From the same pieces. I don't know. Am I making sense to somebody? You just need the blessing of God and you realize, oh, I'm sitting on something here. Look at another, say neighbor, I bless you. Hallelujah. I do what? And it says, bless those who curse you. And pray for those who spitefully use you. Hallelujah. So as you have seen this, bless, and some other translation will say also, speak well. Do what? Do what? Speak well about those who do what? Who do harm to you? Who curse you? Who destroy you? Do what? I cannot hear you. Speak well of them. Do not curse them. So the opposite that you would do, you would curse them. Isn't it? If you don't bless them, you're going to curse them. You're going to hold a grudge in your heart and you are not going to wish them very well. Now, this is where I want to sit a little bit longer. blessing somebody helps you and protects you from what would happen if you don't. Because it means that your heart will be filled with something else other than good wishes for another person. Now, if you, all of you, I'm sure there's somebody who has done something to you that you felt like the same thing must happen to them, if not worse. Oh, maybe you came from heaven. Did you fall from heaven? Surely something happened to you. Hallelujah. Something did what? Look at your neighbor. Say, surely. Something must happen to you. Must have happened to you. Where you felt like cursing somebody. Bless and do not curse. No matter what happens to you. I want to say it again. Bless and not curse. No matter what happens to you. Because to bless, you protect yourself against something worse. You see, we always think that when you bless somebody, you're doing them a favor. You are doing yourself a favor. And I'm going to show you now. And you think these people don't deserve. You are the one who should be worried about what you deserve or what you don't deserve. No, after what they've done to me, hey, this is not for you. It's not for them. It's for you. Look at your neighbor. This is for you. I will show you why the person who curses at the end will be worse off than the one who's been cursed. No, somebody has to listen to what I'm saying here. I will show you why. The person who curses, his life is going to be worse than the one who is being cursed. The one who is being cursed, yes, will be affected by the curses, but the curser will be worse off. And now you will realize why you should immediately let go. You see, when somebody does something to you, let me put it this way before I even go deeper. Can I go deeper? When something bad happens to you, it's like somebody who throws a hot coal to you and you catch it. What are you going to do with a hot coal? Are you going to hold on to a hot coal? You say, this person, I hate this person. Yeah. He sent this hot coal to me. This person, I'll see how I deal. That time, you are holding a hot coal. What's happening to you? You are burning. When somebody throws a hot coal to you, Jesus Christ says, throw it away. Don't keep it. When you bless, you're throwing it away. I say, when you bless, you're throwing away a hot coal. Many things that are happening to many people came because somebody did something bad to them. And from that moment, their life stopped. They are moving from one deliverance to another. Meanwhile, they are holding a coal in their hands. Pray for me, Pastor. My life is getting destroyed. Pray for me. Hey, let this hot coal go. Your life will be better. Now, I want to read this definition of a curse. Now, you must listen to me. This is from Theological Dictionary of the New Testament. Now, it says this. A curse, according to this dictionary, is a directly expressed or indicated utterance which, in virtue of a supernatural nexus, say supernatural nexus, or supernatural connection. Now, listen to me.
For a curse to work, there has to be a supernatural connection between the curser and the one who is cursed.
You're not hearing me.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm saying for a curse to work, there must be a bridge to walk on. The moment you want to hold on to the hurt and to the curse and to what is happening to you, you are building a bridge between yourself and the person who has done something wrong to you. And do you know who's going to use that bridge? Curse. He has to move from you to the next person. Now, I'll tell you actually what is a curse. But this thing has to move on a bridge to connect you to the person you are cursing. There are many people walking around with all connections. It's like a web connected to this one through this head, connected to, say, neighbor, I think you're overconnected. Because whatever happens to you, you hold. Whatever happens to you, you hold. Whatever happens to you, you hold. How many people are you connected to all around you because of the things you hold? Bridges. You see why your life is not moving? You see why your life is not moving? Every time you hold on to something, you are keeping your connection with that person. Now listen to this. So there must be what? A supernatural connection. You don't see it, but it is there that bonds you together with this person. Of course, that was the aim. I want to bond you to myself. Of course, they don't know. They do something to you when we are ibamba lento. Then what happens? You're connected. There's no way that their life will move and yours will not move and yours moves. Never. You're connected. Allah sare amene a una taba. How many people have kicked you and you still remember? And it happened 5 years ago. Every time you see these people, Are you here? Because you are connected. Because you're connected. The earlier you let go, the better. Look at you and say, the earlier you forget, the better. Hallelujah. So there is a supernatural connection between us and these people that we don't want to let go of. Literally, people tell you, let go of this thing. But actually, they are saying, let go of these bridges that connects you to wrong people that you don't even like. Hello? So it's a directly expressed or indicated utterance which invests you of a supernatural connection. Say supernatural connection. Of operation brings harm by its very expression to the one against whom it is directed. Now listen to this. In other words, it is a pronouncement intended to bring harm to the recipient. Now underline this. With a help of a divinity or a god. Now, let me tell you this. For curses to operate, there must be an involvement of a supernatural agent. The same thing with a blessing. For it to work, there is an involvement of supernatural agents. Now, I will explain to you right now. Hallelujah. Say supernatural agents. Say supernatural agents. When you read in the book of Psalms 103, verse 20. Now, I want you to understand something here. Please look at me. Because if you miss it, you missed it. For the supernatural to operate here on earth, they need a portal. Are you hearing me? They need what? Now, portal is entrance. Munyako. For the supernatural to operate here. And you see, God has given earth to man, and he's the one who chooses to whom he wants to give it. You know, when God was giving authority to man over the universe, over earth, he wasn't joking. He gave it to him. So supernatural agents or supernatural forces, they want to work through portals or what we call altars. Amen. Are you hearing me? So they work through what? Portals. Say portals. Hallelujah. If you read Psalms 103, verse 20, it says, bless the Lord, you, his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Now listen to me. When you speak the word of God, angels will take that word and make sure that it happens. Now listen, they heed the voice or the word of God. Do you see that? These are supernatural forces that enforce the word of God. And amongst them is angels. Say angels. Hallelujah. When you speak, now if your heart becomes a true altar of God because you are not harboring evil and wickedness in your heart, you become a communication for good things. Are you hearing me? So whenever you speak the word of God, that's why it's not going to work when you speak the word of God out of an evil heart. It's not the word of God. It's just words. The word of God is the word of God from a relationship and a connection. And that way you become a portal through which the agents of heaven, when you speak the word of God, they are released through you and do good. Now listen to me. So when you bless somebody, you become a portal for good things to happen in that person. So when you bless somebody, you become a bridge for good things to other people. But the same thing, if you curse people, you become a bridge for wrong things. That's why some people are a blessing to others, because their connections with others is based on goodness and not evil or wickedness. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Are you still here? Now, the same thing happens when you kiss somebody. So when you kiss somebody, you become a portal for evil. The devil can't wait come and destroy the next person. He's just waiting for a connection. So when he comes, he will land by your house. He will land by your house. Because you have already built a bridge with the next person. And the word you speak that is in your heart, maybe jealous. You don't want to see others moving on in life. You know what is going to happen? They will take that jealousy, which is what you are speaking in your heart, and they will make sure it happens to other people. From you, you will be an agent where demons come and stay so they can go and destroy others. Where now you are a launch pad. you are a landing strip. Wickedness, when it's looking to destroy others, it will look who is connected to them and what are they saying in their hearts. So yes, what you're saying in your heart will destroy another person, but you have become a host for demons. And demons don't just stay bahleli. Whilst they are by you, say neighbor, whilst they are by you, they will look around and see what they can destroy. That is why your life will be worse off than the person you are cursing. Yes, those demons will go and destroy that person because you have spoken terrible things. But when they are finished, they'll come and stay by your house. Waiting for another word that you will speak. And they just literally walk over the bridges and go and attack people and come back to you. You can have a person in our midst right here in this church. The demons don't have to be in other people. You just have to have a terrible heart. Whenever somebody's singing nicely, you don't appreciate them. You have just become a candidate to be a host. Am I talking to somebody here? You have just created those bridges. You don't celebrate them. Celebrate people. You have just created what the demons are looking for. That link they will walk on. Because, you see, they can't walk here on. People, you must understand rules of engagement in the things of the spirit. They can't just jump from this person to the next. They need a connection which is from your heart. That is why you can never curse somebody that you don't know from anywhere. You are seeing this person for the first time and say, I curse you. Hey, there is no connection. It won't work. You meet somebody at the mall, you say, I don't like this woman, I curse you. It's not going to work. There is no connection. It's those around us. Those who are supposed to love us. Those who we live with. We develop these connections. Wicked connections. Because things are being done, we are holding things, and we are linked to them. The moment you speak, demons are ready to carry out your word. The same way when you speak the word of God, angels are ready to carry out the word of God. The Bible says that it will not go forth and come back without achieving. Yes, there are heavenly forces behind it and forcing it to happen. The same thing with demons. They will go and enforce it in another person's life. But the sad thing is this, they are coming back to stay with you. Whilst they are at home with you, they will be checking what they can mess up. You know, that's why we are saying, let go of this. Let go of this. We are helping you to cut the bridges, to destroy the bridges. Some of us will say, I destroy the connection. I destroy the evil connection. We don't destroy them by talking. We destroy them by releasing people from our hearts. Whatever you hold on to and you don't want to let go because hey, your bridge is stronger than Mandela's bridge. You. Hello? Demons are just walking, are going to go and destroy Kamole. I guess they can't walk here because they don't have the right. You are the one who gave them the right to be here for that purpose. You're not hearing me. So they're going to walk on this bridge to go and destroy, and then they come back to where they stay. There are a lot of people who harbor demons because of their wicked hearts, affecting people's lives. No, you're not hearing me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Say connections. Say supernatural connections. Look at your neighbor. Say neighbor. You have to break bridges. How do we do that? You forgive. Let go of past hurts. You know, I always say that I don't understand why people, how people could keep records of who greeted them last week. Ona hantu medisa last week. Oh, hey, how do you even manage to do that? How do you manage to keep all these records? When you meet somebody, you check, kufingo. Okay, go and ask into medicine. Okay. Immediately, you can see how miserable you are. Eh? Immediately. Right there, you can see how miserable you are. You can't be yourself. You can see they are controlling you. You were happy. Now in their presence, you are sad. You see the control. Because that thing that is destroying them is in you. Does not matter how many times, how many scriptures you know, how many times you pray, it does not matter. No. And some people say, no, Christians cannot have demons. Hey, they're only looking for a terrible heart. How many Christians are Christians here? Lipstick. Christianity. Say never lipstick Christianity. But their heart say, I'm the devil's property. Do you think a demon will not reside in that house, which looks every part like the devil's house? They are going to walk in nicely in there. They are going to relax. It does not matter. They will be sitting there drinking whatever they are drinking and say, what is he saying even this one? Hello? Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, demons are not going to sit nicely in my house from today in the name of Jesus. These are the demons you can't cast out, by the way. You can't. They've got every license to stay. Are you hearing me? They've got what? A lot of Christians will come. No, this one, I'm not lying. I've got every right to be here because this person, he has got something of ours. That's why Jesus Christ said, the devil is coming, but I don't care because I don't have anything of his in me. When unani a satani in you. Yenza kuthi ahlale nje. Yeah, but I'm a Christian. There's no way I can have demons. Of course. Unless, except the ones you invited yourself. Jesus Christ is teaching us this. That do good. Hallelujah. To those who do what? Who do bad. Wish them well. What are you doing? What are you doing? I say, I don't want to be tied to you wrongly. I don't want to be tied up to you in a very bad way. No, I want to have a relationship that is godly. Every time when I'm in your presence, I must be a blessing to you. I've got the right connections with you. Not wicked connections that wants to destroy. There are some people in their presence, you will find that there's always something that goes wrong when they are there. Harboring hell. Hello. Why? No. Hi. Abazong chayla gabila. They think I'm like that. No, I will not forgive. I will not do it. I will not let go. I will not forget. This one, I will not forget. Hey, what you're doing, you're just destroying yourself. You are killing yourself. Jesus Christ, when he taught these teachings, it was for our benefit, not to make life difficult. He's showing us the secrets of heaven, how to be freed, how to be delivered. without anybody saying out. You know, some of us, we spend the whole afternoon sometimes taking out demons. Some of those demons are saying, hey, Mfundisi, yangizwa. Ngilalele Mfundisi. Awuyazi ukuthi ngangena kanjani la. Out, 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 out. Are you hearing me? That's why some people, demons say they have a sharper valley. They have a sharper because they are annoyed. They beat something out of some people. Are you hearing me? Because they feel that we have got the right to be here. The every right to be here. We were invited. We have invitations here. Letters of invitation. No. You see? Fundis. Fundala. No. I think we must fast. Hey, le fastela ni fundala. Are you hearing me? Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, why are you so sad? In the meantime, these people who harbor demons, their life is moving from bad to worse. They get sick. Their life is scattering. Families are scattering. Just because I don't want that person to move, by doing that, I'm destroying myself. Just feel like, yeah, it's no longer you, man. It's a demon, man. It's no longer you now. They've taken over. Maybe the people I'm talking to are not here today. Abekola, they are not here. Are they here? Today we are going to have a deliverance service that we have never seen. Oh no, you know, you don't know. We're going to have a big deliverance service like no other. And that service is going to start from the heart. You are going to release them from the heart. I say you're going to release everyone in your life. You're going to release everyone in your life. Hallelujah. The thing is, you don't understand something. And if you understand this, I may have said this before, that when somebody does something to you, already Lomundulo is an agent of the devil. He may not be aware that he's being used, but the person vele that they want is you in that place. They've already discussed, we want this one. So how do we get this one? Let's send this one to do this. So already when this the whole thing starts, it's a setup. But we don't see it coming. Many of us don't see it because our emotions take over. They blind us. All we see is this thing. We are hating, that's all we see. We can't see the devil behind it. You can't see it. That's why Jesus Christ said to Peter, and Peter vele ke mzalwane. He said to Peter, get thee behind me, Tuamu Satan. Because he knew there's a plan here. Behind this person here, somebody is hiding Satan. But many of us, we don't see it. We only see what is before us. We see people. A person can never be your problem. Look at your neighbor. A human being can never be your problem. Then your problem is too small, if they are a problem. A human being can never be what? Your problem. If they are a problem, then it's a small problem. We've got bigger issues.
the devil behind people. He wants to give you something to destroy you. Yeah, lahlela nje through this person, you hold into it. Yeah, shanje, uyasha. Akumnandi nje uyasha uthi but nyeke, nyeke, nyeke. I'm done preaching. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I'm going to release some people. I'm going to burn bridges. Are you ready to burn some bridges here? Oh, your amen is not. Are you ready to burn some bridges here? Do you want to be free indeed? Without anybody laying a hand on you? Are you ready for this major deliverance of your life? Hallelujah. We are going to break down bridges. Hallelujah. Some demons, by a shais and amtranje, they are going back where they are coming from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are not going to do it through you anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, when you are like that, then whoever tries to curse you. Now, this is where this is. Now, listen. Now, I'm trying to bring to you the understanding of a Christian that cannot be cursed. When somebody curses you and there is nothing in you of the devil, it will bounce back. When you are a Christian, it won't sit on you. Hallelujah. So, you cannot, some people say, you cannot curse what the Lord has blessed, okay? That's true. But unanu and angapagat, une blessing or ukapagat or in a case. Are you hearing me? So, whatever has been trying to get to you, yes, if you're standing in your heart was right with God, there's no way. Hallelujah. You know, I remember growing up, you know, I come from Limpopo. Say neighbor, he comes from Limpopo. Abadlali lekhaya, abadlali. Hayi, abadlali lekhaya. You wake up. Say neighbor, abadlali lena. Abadlali. Amen. So you, one morning, walking down the street, you see water crossing the street. I mean, wet patch crossing the street. Hi, Zobana Bandu, going to the fence. You're not hearing what I'm telling you. Fence, detracting. But it's ama detracting. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hi, Abantu, Batubasokolama. You see two black beds crossing. No, Angsayile. Who understand what I'm talking about? I don't care. I'm going back. This means something. Hello? But listen, if you don't harbor anything, and I remember growing up and I would see that and say, what's this? Mina, Anya Zulala, in the name of Jesus. Meanwhile, Abantu, yoo-hoo! Hello? Are you hearing me? So, indeed, whatever has been happening to you, whatever they've been trying to do, indeed, it did not work because your heart was right.
But if your heart was not right, yes, some of those cases are affecting your life. I'm not going to lie to you. No. Because they found already they can connect. Amen. So before we talk too much, a child of God, you can't guess. Are you a child of God? How is your standing with him as we speak right now? Yes. Amen. But listen, today, if you will say in your heart, I release everyone today. No, please stand up on your feet right now. Stand up on your feet. If today you will say, I release everyone that I was holding a grudge against in my life. If you will say that today, you shall be completely free. Are you ready to release every hurt in your life? Are you ready to release every disappointment in your life? Some of you, it's about a job you think you're supposed to get, a promotion. Since then, hey, lo manager, lo, I'm tandy. Yak dinner. Yak annoya. Yak irritate, lo manager, lo. In your heart, by the way, as you say that, you are saying things that are even unspoken. You don't even know what you are saying in your heart. You know, some people are so wicked that they can just look at you. Back peg enje. Uwe, boo. It's a strong bridge, that one. it transports strong demons. About to go, 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 boo. Back peg enje gai wanut. Boo. Some people are wicked. Hallelujah. It's demonic powers and nothing else. They are residing in this person. Hello. But if you will say today that I'm releasing everybody, whether it's my mother, whether it's my father, whether it's my sister, whether it's my brother, whether it's my mother-in-law, whether it's my father-in-law, whether it's my teacher, whether it's my student, whether it's my business partner, whether it's my client, today, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's a former boyfriend and a former girlfriend, whether it's the father of my baby. Abanye abantu abazondiwe la emhlabeni. Abanye abantu abazondi kakhulu. Whether it's the father of the baby. Whether it's the mother of the baby, whatever, whatever, whatever. Today, we are releasing everyone. Whether it's that guy who got a tender before you. You know you're supposed to get that tender, but this one got it. Or that job. Today, we are going to release some people in this house. Are you ready to release people? Are you ready to release people? People that you have done, you see them. The most, let me tell you this, people who will hurt you the most are the ones you expect the least from. You don't expect it from them. These are the people you have helped before. Yeah, people that you have helped with your money, with your time, with your energy, they come and do this to you. You're no way. How are you? You sacrificed for them. Some of them, you raised them up. Today, they are somebody, and they say, who are you? They've done nothing for me. That time you sink inside, you say, I wish nothing good happens to this one. That moment, you have just invited evil forces to come and reside in your house. And you are busy, and bridge under construction. Anybody is bridge under construction. The strongest bridge ever. I will lap Uzohamba demon, a strong, heavy one. It mustn't collapse on that bridge. But today, say, but today. Say, but today. I'm releasing everyone. Even those I thought I'd forgotten, but I was still connected. Say, no, I release everyone.
Are you ready to release everyone? Let me see your hands if you are ready to release some people in your life. Are you ready to release them? Are you ready to release them? Are you ready to release them? Listen to me. If you are battling to get over something in your life that was hurting from somebody, today is the day you're going to get over it. I say today is today, the day you're going to get over it. Miraculously, and you won't even know how. You have tried for years and years and years and years. You can't forget this thing. But today there's supernatural grace. Today there is supernatural grace. Because your life has been at that place since. Today, you have been released. I say, today you have been released. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. In your heart first. Say, I release them. Say, Lord Jesus, I know I can do this. Say, by your grace. Say, by your grace, Lord. Say, by your grace, Lord. I know I can do this. Say, by your grace, Lord. Say, by the help of the Spirit of God. I know I can do this. By the power of dunamis. I know I can do this. Lord God, I release them. I so will to release them. Say, I so will to release them. Say, I so will to release them. I release every single one of them. Say, I release them. All of them. Big and small. Educated and uneducated. Rich and poor. Related and unrelated. I release all of them. Say, wherever I met them, whatever happened, I release them. Say, I release them. I release them from my heart. You are teaching me, Lord, it's not my problem. I cannot hold on to this hot coal forever. It is destroying me. Say, it is destroying me. It's destroying my life. It's scattering my life. I'm releasing it out of my life. Say, I'm releasing out of my life. Say, I release every hurt. I release every disappointment. I release it out of my life. Right now, Lord Jesus, I let go. I know I can do this. This has been troubling me for many, many years. I've tried everything, but I know today. Say, I know today there is grace to break the back of this thing. Right now, I'm letting go. I'm letting go like it has never happened. I release them. I release them. I release them. Say, I release them. I release them. Say, I thought I released them. But today I can see, man. No. Today is the day. Today is the day. Come on, say, today is the day. Say, today is the day. Say, today is the day. From the prison of my heart. From the prison of my heart. I'm breaking every lock. I'm breaking every lock. By the power of the Spirit of God, I break every lock that is keeping things in my heart against people. I break that prison. Say, by the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, I demolish every padlock, every lock of the prison in my heart that has kept people's souls, that has kept people's lives. I release them. Say, I empty the prison. Say, I empty the prison. Say, I empty the prison. In the name of Jesus. 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 I empty that prison. Right now. Right now. Right now. Say, every door of that prison cell in my heart is broken.
is broken. I see people are walking free. Say, my enemies are walking free out of my prison. Say, my enemies are walking free out of my prison. Say, I see that my enemies are being freed from my own heart, from my own prison. Say, Lord Jesus, this prison, this CMEX in my heart, let it be demolished today. I don't want any prison in my heart. Say, I don't want any prison anymore in my heart to keep people hating me. Say, every prison holding people's lives in my heart, it is demolished from the foundation. That prison is demolished in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, say that prison is demolished by the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost. Say, my heart is no more a place for demonic habitation. Say, this heart from today is going to be filled with the word of God. Only good wishes for my enemies. Only good wishes. No matter what happens to me, out of the abundance of the heart, my mouth will speak. Because only good things from today will fill my heart. Only the word of God is going to fill my heart. Only the word of God. Only the word of God. When I try to curse, I can't even curse. Because I won't have the vocabulary in my heart. Say, Holy Ghost, fill my heart. Fill the void. Because today, my heart is empty. The prison is no more. I want you to occupy my heart. Fill my heart with every good thing. Fill my heart with every good thing. Help me to read the word so I may occupy my heart with your word from today. Only good things from today will proceed from my heart, from a good habitation of my heart, which is filled with the word of God. Come on, begin to shout glory to Jesus. Shout glory to Jesus. And thank God for your wisdom, for your freedom. Thank God 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 for your freedom. Come on, thank God for your freedom. 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 Oh, yakatalavaha. Thank God for your freedom. Declare, I'm free. I am free. I am free. I am free. Just a neighbor, say neighbor. Kabaka utwa gili light watse. Matimona na analibu ima watseba. Hi. Who agrees with me? I'm feeling light right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Bless God, bless God, bless God, bless God. Jesus. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like you've received something very special. Oh, I see the hands that are coming up. Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than deliverance, isn't it? To be set free. And this was the most difficult, but yet the easiest. Just to open that prison door and release. They're all gone. Manje, listen. Those demons are gone. Over the house where they used to stay is no more. It's swept clean and everything has been removed. Are you here? Say, I thank God. Today is the day of my deliverance. Say, today is the day of my deliverance. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.